Begin the current daf Masechta B'Metzia daf Kuf Ches. Begin the basic and test matter. Begin the Gemara Mezavninon B'Lo Yachnos Asam. That for these situations we sell it without making nasa. This place says Ein L'Charis. Don't explain Kol Animili that all these things are L'Tzarich Yisaimim. Which even though we mention Yisaimim over there, it can't be that's for Yisaimim. Because if that would be the case, of a mashma would sound like the Lashar Tzarich Yisaimim. Therefore, the other needs of the orphan sound like only for these things. You sell without making announcement. But it's not like for other things of the same, that we wouldn't sell without announcement. Which is the Gemara getting up in the days of Manal. Meichim said the Sehim, we find that we sell their fields, Liknas Lin Megillah, to put with them a Megillah, but Titzes Vishayva Bahulu. Vim Kane, if that would be the case, that those things that we'd make announcement for. So a Perak Shema Yisayman, Gemara Echon of Chabez Menaf, the part of Gemara Asla Rabba Asher, Edom, that he says in his Kagum Bechulam, and then now we learn the Mishra Shema Yisayman, the evaluation of the orphans is when you sell it, Shleif and Yerma 30 days, the Makhriz Ben Begum Arab, and we announce in the morning and night, look, my Bemili, he asked me, why don't you say, that's talking about the needs of the orphan, Shetrich HaKhraz, which it needs an announcement. Elavadi rather, so it says, obviously, look, how will he ask me, when there's anything the orphans need, in Shetrich HaKhraz, you don't have to make an announcement. Just to say regarding when it comes to taxes and food and burial, that's the Isha Bonus. It's for them that we say that those are the exceptions, but for everything else we don't. But for the orphans, whatever they need, you always sell it without delay. And this is the time you're going to say, Likfuro, which is one of the things we mentioned, that, oh, for that we have to tell you that you sell it without making announcements. Obviously, you think that the dead is going to be, so to speak, laying in the garbage all the days of the announcement. What do you think? We're going to delay 30 days to make sure we're doing a good sale and the person's not being buried? What's even the chiddush? Bishem says, no, the im lovu, if they borrowed litzarakur for the needs of the burial, comments just saying that the mizamnin b'lecharazasa, could they lift us? So then we sell without making announcement to redeem. I mean, someone put up the money right away. So, to pay back, we don't delay either, so because that also obviously would affect the need at the time of the burial. Or in another part, you could say that, I mean, you would have thought the same. Mashkin and mechavtzi yisem, that we take collateral from the objects of the orphans until they make an announcement. Mashkin, that no, that we don't do that either. We just we because of course you take a security you'll have. No, we're not going to do any delays. We're going to sell it right away. Next is Masl, which belongs earlier. Mishamtin le ad mekabel v'chulu. We excommunicate him until he takes responsibility for having sold it for a non-Jew, which tries to qualify. It says davka she Yisrael ritz likach b'davash nas na'akim. This whole halacha that he shouldn't be selling to non-Jews, only if the Jew would want to pay just as much as a non-Jew. But if he wants to pay less, then he's not responsible for that. Next is Masl begin gemara shchini ir v'chulu. If you have neighbors from the city and neighbors from the fields, which Tzitzis explains hamilsa b'din hakdama. We're talking about regarding the neighbors from the town come before the neighbors of the fields. It's when you have halacha of who comes first. That is Kishra Shnei Mitzranim, when they're both neighbors. And that is how's this case. The Tosafot describes it, B'shachin ir metzrin mitzad ir sheyesh loy soda achay beis ha'smuch lezu. On the one hand, he's a neighbor from the guy's house, because this guy's field is right behind this guy's house. But B'shachin Sada, he's also the neighbor of this guy's field, Sheyesh Lei Sada Rechaikim in the Ira, Smuch Lezu, where he has a field at a distance from the city, which is close to this one. So he's in the way, Rashi says it's all regarding the Halacha B'Metzra. I mean, it's not regarding B'Metzra, it's just regarding the Halacha of Kedima, when they're not Mitzranim. But they're saying, no, that this guy, who do you sell to first, that he has a field near this guy's field from the side, you know, at a distance from the city. And one guy, he has a field from the side of this guy's house, and from the other side, and that's the question about who should he sell to? Next, this matter begins the Gemara. Agad echad abatet echad. The land belongs to one person and the house belongs to another person. Where Shabbai is bon al gabe karka, where the house is built on the property, mori de adam ma'akiv, so the owner of the property could hold him back. Shlim ka'ala eitza b'avonam, this guy should not be selling the wood and the stone from his house, ki'im loy, only to him. Ababayis eitzel bayis, but a house near a house, a karka, she'inam lezri, or property that's not meant for planting? So it says, l'shach dinam ha'metzah, the halacha ha'metzah did not apply. The comma besamach, because it doesn't apply the rationale that the Gemara tells us shortly why the guy is allowed to buy the property right next to him, to bring one strip, which is, that's so that's only by if you're planting, it's applicable. The good and the straight, he could plow it in one shot. But regarding residences, that doesn't have that same svar. Pentam also explains the one response, Mamaschelis, which starts with the words, Kazana called Stadit Stadim. We went around on all the different options, Lemitson, the Dimitron, the Vatim. We didn't find that Allah Mitzran is applying by homes. It's only by land that's meant for planting.